You're listening to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, episode 208, the pros and cons of pursuing your passion in theater as a career. Let's get started. What's up, everyone? My name is Maggie Berra. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes of the theater industry. The Actor Aesthetic Podcast is produced by me, Maggie Berra, and show notes are found at actoraesthetic.com/podcast. You can also follow me for more on social media at Actor Aesthetic or my personal account at Maggie Berra. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get on to the show. You know, sometimes I wonder, and I don't know if you all do this too, but I certainly do this every, like, couple months. I think to myself, what would my life look like if I hadn't chosen to do this as a career? If I hadn't decided to take voice lessons when I was young, or dance, if I hadn't decided to audition for the Paper Mill Summer Conservatory, which is something that I did every year, every summer, to study musical theater, what would my life look like? What would my life look like if I didn't audition for college musical theater programs? What would my life look like if I chose to go to college for something else? What would I be doing right now? And it's a bittersweet thing to think about, because on one hand, if you are in the industry, you know exactly how I feel, which is it can be tough. There are some really awesome, fantastic, good moments, big wins, big accomplishments, big goals that you achieve. And then there are some tough times, times when you're not working in the arts, at least, conversations that you have to have with strangers, with loved ones about what you're doing. Is it all worth it? Is acting even a real job? I can't tell you how many classes I had in middle school and high school where you had to pick your career that you were interested in pursuing and then do your research on a typical salary for that career. I remember that being a question that I would be asked a lot. Okay, well, you want to do this. What's the salary like? Like, what's the pay like? And I just remember, like, back in the day, reading up on random websites on Google about what is the salary? What's the average salary for an actor? And it would always come back some crazy high number, because it was taking into account that, like, top 1% of movie actors, right? I'm talking like the Leonardo DiCaprios of the world, right? Emma Stone. These are the people who work constantly, who are always in a movie, who are always in a high profile project, and who never really have to worry about money because they've gotten themselves to be where they are at. And that is certainly not the majority. That is very much so the minority of actors in our industry. And that's just in the film and TV world. I could not find an average salary for a Broadway actor, a national tour actor, an actor in a regional show, because there really is none. There's really no one number fits all, and there's certainly not an average, because you could be in a Broadway show that closes in 2 months and you're out of a job for the rest of the year. You could be doing regional theaters all the time, so there's different contracts for different shows. And it doesn't really matter how much experience you have, you're not going through the typical corporate America world in which you would hopefully at some point continue to get promotions, salary increases. It's just not the same in acting. It's not linear like a normal job, whatever normal means to you. I saw a TED Talk title, a title of a TED Talk come up say that 5 times fast. Title of a TED Talk. Title of a TED Talk. Title. Okay. I saw this title of some TED Talk that was given, come across my social media feed by a friend of mine. And it was named something along the lines of the perils of pursuing your creative passion. Something along those lines. And I thought, wow, I could talk about this for days, huh? And I don't really talk about it. I like to talk about, you know, the pros and cons and how to get by financially in the industry and the good in pursuing this as a career and what it really takes. But I don't really talk about the perils of it, the hard truths, the hard facts. I just talk about how to get through it. But I do think that this kind of episode is necessary because you might see my career, for example. I'm an equity actor. I've been in equity since I was, you know, just got out of college. And I've done a few shows. And you might see my career and go, man, like, I wish I had that. I wish I was able to do that. Maybe you see that and you think that. But to be honest, I'm here thinking that, man, I wish I had XYZ. I wish I had a Broadway credit. I wish I had booked a national tour. I wish I did this or that or had some sort of guest star role or recurring role on a show. Like, in my mind, I'm constantly wanting more. I'm never quite satisfied. And I had a big year last year where I achieved a lot of my goals that I literally wrote down on a piece of paper at the beginning of the year in 2023. And I didn't really realize it until the end of the year when I looked back at that list and I thought, whoa, crap. Like I actually did most of what I wanted to get accomplished this year. This is awesome. In the moment, every time I hit one of those goals, I thought, oh, great, awesome. And then on to the next, and then on to the next, and on to the next. And I wasn't ever satisfied. And that is a really hard place to live your life, where you're not ever quite satisfied. I think there's two sides to this coin. You really want to find a way to be satisfied and be happy with what you have because you want to live in the present. You want to soak in every moment and you want to be grateful. But on the other end, you don't want to be so blissful that you become naive, that you become ignorant, that you become complacent. There's a world in which I want to be constantly improving and growing. And then there's also the side of me that does want to appreciate what I have and be grateful for what I have. It is very tricky. It's very tricky being an actor. And I say this all because, like I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast episode, I've been thinking a lot about, like, what the hell would my life look like if I wasn't doing this? And I encourage you to think about that for yourself, but don't go too far into the weeds. I once heard someone say to me, if you can think of yourself doing anything else, then you shouldn't pursue this because you don't want it enough. If you can think of yourself or see yourself doing anything else but theater, go do that, right? And I wonder, like, why teachers, people of authority would tell their students that. Because it seems so defeatist. It seems like you've maxed out before you've even begun. You've given up before you've even tried. There's something to be said about folks who do see themselves doing other things and still achieve their dreams, still achieve their goals in the theater industry, still pursue the theater industry. You can do both. Let me tell you something. I've talked a lot about this on the podcast. You'll hear me talk a lot about it in future podcasts because there are a lot of folks recently who've been asking me, how the hell do you afford to stay and live in a city that is extremely expensive and also audition and take classes and book shows and get an agent? How do you do all these things and literally afford to live here? And the only reason that I am able to afford to live here is because I have planned my life in a way where I am able to work a full-time job and also audition and rehearse and perform. But I think one of the most obvious cons or challenges that comes with pursuing your passion as a career is, especially if you're pursuing a career in the theater industry, I can't stress enough how important it is to understand that it is just not a lucrative industry. Unless you book a Broadway show and are in it for years and years and years, which is really, really unlikely. Think about some of your favorite Broadway stars. They certainly go through periods of time, even if they've done a handful of Broadway shows, periods of time of no work. No work at all. They could make a substantial amount of money on Broadway in the, you know, hundreds of thousands, and yet go completely broke because they don't have a sustainable line of work. That's just the way this world is. And though I don't know as much about the TV and film world, I do know that it is not far off from the theater world. So when you hear growing up the constant nagging from adults saying, well, is this really a sustainable career path? Is this really something that you can do to sustain yourself? Like, can you actually make a career out of this? Or what kind of money can you actually make from this? I mean, you know, you're going to hear that a lot, especially if you don't go to a theatrical performing arts high school, or you're not raised by people in the industry. You're going to get those objections all the time from people who just don't understand it. But the thing is that when you do pursue your passion and you achieve what you want to achieve, you become a working actor. Yes, your passion turns into a job, which can sometimes take the fun out of it, take the newness out of it, the excitement out of it, if you treat it that way, if you just treat it like a job. But I have to be so honest, whenever I've been paid to act, it has not felt like work. It has simply not felt like work. I can do it for the rest of my life and be happy knowing that I have done exactly what I've wanted to do my entire life, which is to be paid to perform. That's literally what I want to do. And very, very rarely has it felt like work to me when I walk into an audition room or a rehearsal studio or backstage at a theater. It just doesn't feel like work to me. It honestly feels like fun. Like, yes, the preparation is work. Yes, the memorization is work. But is it really, you know, is it really when you love it? No, it's not. And so that's something that I think that people just don't understand when they come from this this science background or a math background. They went and got a degree in psychology. They can't wrap their heads around a BFA in anything, really, or a BA in theater. They just can't wrap their heads around it. But when you actually hit that sweet spot, when you actually book a job, when you actually make a living in the arts, it just feels that much better because you know that you are doing exactly what you wanted to do and you know that you're going to have a great time doing it. The financial stability, like we talked about, could be a pro, could be a con, depends on how you look at it and depends on how you prepare for that lifestyle. But another thing to consider really is, again, it's how you look at it, is the travel aspect of our career. You know, when you go to college for a normal major and then you go and do exactly what you think that major would do, you find a job that fits the criteria, you find something that is worth it and fits your background, it's not always the case that you need to travel for that job, but it's a little bit different for theater. And when you pursue this career, this passion, this career, when you pursue this full time, it can take you anywhere. I have friends who are on cruise ships touring the world. I have friends on national tours touring the country, touring North America. I have friends who've been in international tours touring the world. And I've been in numerous productions that have taken me all over the country in nowhere land, in places I would never even think of traveling to. My sister, when she was young, she did a national tour, and she got to travel to such incredible places when she was 9 and 10 years old, places you would not even think of. And she remembers them fondly. My grandpa, who went on tour with her, remembers them fondly, because they're places that not only are special because you get to travel to them and perform at them, but like, think about how awesome it is that one week you could be doing the same show, and then the next week you can be doing that same show in Toronto, and then the following week you could be doing that same show in San Diego. It's really such a unique thing, such a unique aspect of the theater industry, especially when you do a tour. It's just unlike anything else. The closest I could find to that is if you were literally Sabrina Carpenter on a world tour, or if you were like Olivia Rodrigo on a tour. It's just, you can't, there's nothing else quite like it. And I see that as a major pro, a major win to pursuing this passion as a career. I had someone recently ask me this question for a podcast, and it was something along the lines of, are there things that you had to sacrifice in maybe your relationships with others, maybe your wants and needs and desires out of life because you are pursuing this career? And it's a question that like actors get a lot, because they, you know, a lot of people say you have to sacrifice. You have to go through so much sacrifice in order to make it big in this industry. And, you know, whatever. If you go and listen to a lot of interviews with really famous celebrities, they'll say something similar. You know, I had to sacrifice this or that, or I couldn't go to this person's wedding, or I couldn't do this or that, whatever. I think I have a hard time with wrapping my head around sacrifice for the industry, because you just make it work. If you want something, you just make it work. Now, there are extenuating circumstances. Say, for example, you're doing a cruise. It's going to be a lot harder to see your family, to be able to live a life that you're used to, because you're traveling on a ship. There's more restrictions, and you're kind of forced to live a certain way. If you're in a Broadway show, you have an entirely different schedule than most of your friends. Lots of people have 9-to-5 jobs. And when you're in a Broadway show, or really any regional show and national tour, you have a similar schedule. You have shows at night, usually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes two shows on Wednesday, sometimes just two shows on Saturday, sometimes two shows on Sunday. And it's a grueling schedule to be doing a show, especially if it's something that's super physically strenuous, vocally strenuous. And so your quote unquote sacrifice is time, because you might have to miss out on certain things, certain aspects of life. You might not be able to meet up with your friends at night because you're working. You might not be able to have a certain type of food, or you might not be able to drink because it affects your voice, it affects your body. And those are the things that you have to think about, but I don't necessarily see them as sacrifices. I just see them as investing in yourself so that you can be better. You can just show up better at your job. And when it comes to the relationships aspect of things, I really think that if it's important to you, if the person is important to you, if it's a family member, you just make it work. You find a way to connect with them in any way you can. The last thing that I really just want to touch on quickly, because It's something that I think you need to learn when you're young so that you know how to best prepare yourself mentally for this industry, is that a major con to pursuing really any passion as a career. This is not just theater related. I'm talking about any passion. You could be an artist. Is that you will find that a lot of your self-worth is put into how successful your work is. You are not good or bad because someone cast you in a show. You are not good or bad at what you do because you don't book a show. There are so many factors that go into this industry that it's absolutely absurd to think that you are not talented because you didn't book something. Like, it's absurd. If you think about the amount of people that, for example, are in New York City who are doing the same thing as you, who are going to these auditions, who have agents, who are being submitted for shows, who are filming their self-tapes. Like, sometimes you think, oh, I might be the only person in America that's auditioning for this part or got a callback for the show. Wrong. Not the case. Because when you think about it, casting directors are going to bring in the amount of folks that they feel are right for a certain role, and they're going to stack that list of people because they want to find the people that are right for the show, that the director likes, that the producer signed off on, that the choreographer wants to work with, and that are good people. Casting directors need and want to make themselves look good by bringing in as many people as possible that fit the bill. So you might think, even if you get an audition, right, it's a big win. You might think, oh my God, I got this audition. They want me. They really want me. Well, yeah, maybe, but there are just so many other people out there that are doing this too. And that is why you have to remember that you cannot define your self-worth on whether or not you book a show, whether or not you're working. You just can't. And I see so many actors, so many friends of mine, so many students of mine fall into the trap of defining their self-worth based on their career. It's just going to drag you into the depths of despair. And I promise you, you will so quickly leave the industry because of that alone. I know I went on a tangent about this, but this is something that I've been passionate about lately. And like I said, it's because I saw something like some TED talk of a person talking about the perils of pursuing their passion as a career. It's so funny to think of it as, you know, perilous for us to pursue our passions as a career. And I would say, if anything, it's brave. And when you do succeed, it's just that much sweeter. So until then, I will be passionately pursuing my career and my passions as a career. And I hope you do too. I hope you found this episode helpful. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, feel free to review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. And if you have more questions for me about anything that I talked about today, just feel free to shoot me a DM at Actor Aesthetic. I love you all. It takes a village. I'll see you next week.